All right, so to shake up the what's in my bag assignment, I decided to explain the items in my bag one by one while giving them an appropriate sound effect. So using sound effects to show details of the items that you'd normally not be able to communicate with a verbal assignment sounded kind of like a neat idea. So the sound effects will kind of help describe the items for me, and will also be able to do a great job in describing how I feel about certain items. So to start, my laptop. So, I chose the Mac startup sound for my laptop because it's a Mac. Apple devices, as well as Windows devices, normally have like a really sort of defining sound effect, kind of like the Windows 11 sound effect. Or for, us older folks, the Windows XP sound effect. Going all the way back to the OG Windows sound effect. So, using the Mac startup sound effect just kind of made sense for my laptop. My iPad. So, I chose the lock sound because it's kind of like a well-known sound for the iPad and the iPhone, but also a writing sound because I actually use my Apple Pencil with my iPad about 90% of the time that I'm actually using it because I normally use it to mark up PDFs or other images that I then project to my class while I'm teaching. Next, my wallet. So I chose coins because I actually have quite a bulky wallet. It's not one of those new styles that are super slick and only fit credit cards. It's just a very bulky wallet. So the coins fit because I do actually have coins in my wallet. Next, some student assignments. So I chose the pencil writing sound effect because, well, that's the sound I heard while the students were doing an assignment because it wasn't a digital assignment. It was actually a handwritten assignment. Next, a Starbucks card. I was looking for different sort of sound effects for this, and I first stumbled upon an espresso making sound effect, which sounded okay, but I feel like when you walk into a Starbucks, a lot of the times you hear the milk frother going, so I thought that it would be a really good choice for a Starbucks card. Next, a check that I finally have cashed now, but at the time I forgot to keep cashing it, so a check. The cha-ching sound. It sounded perfect because it's kind of like the sound of getting paid. And I know that we all think about that sound when we get paid. So, next, I have my water bottle. And I often drop my water bottle, which is why you just heard a sound of a metal object, a water bottle crashing into the ground. So, my water bottle's a bit dented. So, this is a perfect example of a water bottle or a bottle dropping. You kind of get the idea that my water bottle probably isn't in the best condition. The last thing I have are old notices. So I decided crumpled paper would fit this really well because a lot of the times when I get these notices, sometimes I just kind of glance at them and then crumple them up, or sometimes I put them in my bag and just the natural law of using my bag, they kind of get crumpled up for me. And now, actually, they are all in recycling. So, there you go. It can sometimes be difficult to describe items through audio-only related activities since, we kind of attribute many details of items to visual cues, how we perceive the items when we see a photo of them. So, as an example, you'd be able to see how well I treat my technology through seeing the condition of my MacBook and iPad visually. But because I can't show them to you visually, it's a little bit difficult to kind of communicate that to you. Compared to the flip side, though, you probably see kind of just how long those assignments sat in my backpack of my students based on how the edges were quite crumpled on some of them if you actually saw them. Another example, of course, was the one I just mentioned last, which was the water bottle. And hearing that drop sound kind of gives you the clue that, again, I'm a bit clumsy with my water bottle. Overall, I really think that the sound effects help kind of the listener visualize the condition and the visual look of each object pretty well. And also, it could kind of give cues, kind of like the example of a laptop. Hearing the Mac startup sound, well, now you know it's a MacBook. Compared to if you heard the Windows startup sound, well, then you'd know it's a Windows computer. Overall, I actually had a really a fun time doing this assignment and trying to come up with different sound effects for the items. And overall, it was a good time.